We built an underground facility, a better part of 3 cubic miles hollowed out underground. Then to the southwest of that, we were in the process of the world stages of the UEV. I saw Green Beret and Black Beret people encamped inside of our geologist camp. I knew something was up. The gig was up. First of all, I knew all about the alien agenda. I'll explain that in a few minutes. The large alien grays had been encamped there for as best as the APs.
Down the basket of one of these holes,
and about from me to this elderly woman here in the front, they're sitting.
You got a regular set of clothes, you got a regular clothes on, plus you're in a almost like a spacesuit environment, and you're reaching for a gun.
It's not the easiest thing to do, and then to pop a clip in it and start shooting. And I killed two of them. Yes, they're mortal, and they do die. However, in the process, one of them did this. All I remember is that he just kind of waved his hand in front of his chest, and the next thing I know, this blue beam hit me and just literally opened me up like a fish. And burnt my fingers right off of me, and it was some form of electrical force, because the kind of like hit being hit by a lightning bolt burned all my toenails off of me, completely crispy crittered my left foot, burnt the shoe right off of me. All I remember was the smoking remains, and I'm still conscious, but in and out of, I didn't remember much. And there was a Green Beret that was right behind me that risked his life. In fact, he died. But he risked his life. He shoved me back in the basket and hit the button and took me up. And I wouldn't be alive talking to you today if it wasn't for him. I'm forever indebted. He lost his life. 66 Secret Service agents, Green Berets, Black Berets, crack troops lost their lives because the government, our United States government, lied, did not tell us anything about the alien threat.